Hello.
Yes.
Hello. My name is Tony. And I'm calling from Minnesota Opinion Surveys. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. Now, we are conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. This is not a sales call. What is your zip code?
55119.
What is the year of your birth?
Oh, you need that for the survey?
I'm sorry?
You need my birthday for the survey? You need only the year?
Just the year.
Okay, 1975.
1975, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What is your race?
Black.
Okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Master's degree.
A master's degree, okay.
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Lean towards the Democratic Party.
Thinking about the direction of your community, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which your community is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thinking about the state of things in your community, do you expect things to get better or worse over the next year?
Worse.
You say much worse or somewhat worse?
Somewhat worse.
What do you think are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. Affordable quality housing, protecting and expanding voting rights, climate change, and the environment, affordable quality health care, access to quality education, criminal justice and police reform, reducing racism and discrimination, rising cost of living, reproductive or maternal health, public safety, including gun violence, access to good jobs, or none of the above.
Community safety and gun violence.
Three. You can select up to three, okay? What's the second one?
And health, police reform and affordable
health
care.
And affordable health care, okay.
Yep.
Awesome. Now, what initiatives would make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel safest. Alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents. Community lead violence prevention initiatives, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, increase gun control statewide, increase police presence, increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide, decrease police presence, or none of the above.
So mental health initiative.
Okay.
And drug control.
Drug control and rehabilitation efforts, okay.
Getting work opportunity for people who come out of jail. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what aspects of public safety do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well in your community. Neighborhood watch initiatives, community engagement and cooperation, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, law enforcement programs, gun control measures, mental health support services, support for victims of crime, juvenile justice programs, emergency response services, drug and substance abuse prevention, none of the above.
Drug and substance abuse prevention and community involvement.
Okay. And the third one?
That's it.
So that'll be only two?
One, two. Yeah.
Okay. And here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe would work in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe would work best in your community. First one, reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. Diversifying police ranks. Culturally specific community healing practices. Funding to support families of victims of community and police violence. Increasing civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases, or none of the above.
The top three you mentioned.
Yes.
I can't repeat, but the top three list you had.
Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations.
One.
Diversifying police ranks.
Two.
Culturally specific community healing practices, funding
three.
To support three. Okay.
Yep.
And what aspects of K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community. Access to technology, a diverse range of free or affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, access to educational resources, special education programs, robust curriculum that supports academic, social, and emotional development, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, Black Center curriculum, quality of teachers, school safety and security, parental involvement and support, diversity of teachers, or none of the above.
diversity of teachers.
Okay.
And access to technology.
Access to technology, that's it?
Yeah. Yeah, and then is it the difference that the black centered teachers too?
Black centered curriculum, okay.
Curriculum, yeah.
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement that there are not enough mental and physical health resources for K-12 students in our community? Do you agree or disagree strongly or somewhat?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Which initiatives or programs do you think would be the most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? We select up to three most helpful. Walk-in counseling centers at school. Access to culturally affirming curriculum. Promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. Access to quality after-school programs. School-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Mentorship programs. Suicide intervention programs. Or none of the above?
Mentorship programs.
Okay.
Culturally diverse. What did you say about that?
Affirming curriculum, okay.
Curriculum, yes. And mental health.
Mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers.
Yes.
Okay, we're almost done, okay? Thank you for your time,
right,
sir. We're almost done, sure. Okay? Just stay with me just a couple of more minutes. Here is a definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focuses on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than solely punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs in school?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
School resource officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of school resource officers in Minnesota schools?
I support.
You support? Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Do you support or oppose allowing school resource officers in Minnesota schools to use restraint such as chokeholds on a student?
Oppose.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota schools are treated differently than students of other races.
I strongly agree.
Which of the following will be most helpful to you and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to top two options that will help the most. More opportunity to promotions and raises, support building a strong professional network, ability to build an investment portfolio, debt reduction, help acquiring valuable job skills, financial literacy resources to reach financial goals, help starting or maintaining a business, or none of the above.
Help starting, maintaining business, and helping with investment portfolios.
Okay. Okay. And which of the following will be most helpful in combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Please select the top two options, okay? Increased statewide subsidized housing, increased food assistance programs, increased rental assistance programs, universal basic income, universal health care, subsidized public transportation, increase income-based housing programs, increase home ownership programs, or none of the above?
Increase home ownership programs.
Okay. And the other one?
Can you repeat?
Yes. Increase income-based housing programs, universal health care, universal basic income, subsidized public transportation, increased rental assistance programs, increased food assistance programs, increased statewide subsidized housing.
Increased statewide subsidized housing.
Okay. Which of the following are the most important traits you look for in a neighborhood to live? Please select the top three traits that are most important to you. Access to good schools. Neighbors who look like you. Safe and secure surroundings. Access to parks or natural spaces. Walkability. Friendly and supportive neighbors. Affordable housing options. Employment opportunities nearby, convenient public transportation options, or none of the above.
Access to good school.
Good schools, okay. Yeah. Access to good schools, yes.
And then having a friendly neighborhood.
Okay.
I think you said something like that.
Secure, safe, and secure surroundings, and neighbors who look like you, correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And now, which of the following initiatives do you believe would be the most helpful in allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please select the top two most helpful initiatives. Teaching people about home ownership. Making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities. Setting rent control to allow people to save money for purchasing a home. Repurposing unused or abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing. Giving incentives to companies to build affordable housing. Building more middle and low income housing. None of the above.
Teaching people how to, why you buy housing.
Okay.
And trying to build affordable housing.
You're talking about building more middle and low income housing? Or
yeah.
Giving incentives? Okay.
No, building, middle and long
building,
term.
Okay.
Affordable, yeah.
All right. And are you married, single, separated, divorced, widow, or unmarried, live with a partner?
Unmarried.
Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household?
Four.
How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, or student?
Well, full-time, self-employed.
Okay. Were you born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
Were your parents born in the United States or another country?
Another country.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else, or you were not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural?
Suburban.
Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
350,000.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thank you for your time. Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you. No, I don't know. Mine was a request. A request. If. It could be.